Thank you for listening to the Cloverleaf Radio Network, where you can find shows such as The Hollywood Connection, Cloverleaf Radio, Night Moves Radio, and Soul Stories. You can find us on Facebook under the Cloverleaf Radio Network. We broadcast on Anchor, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, and many more. Tune in anytime during the week. We post our links. You can listen on your own time, on your own day, anytime you want. We provide you with new material every week. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day.
The night has come. A pale moon shines below, and the stars are twinkling lights. It must be time for Night Moves Radio. We'll be moving to the groovy music, getting lost in the words, and being entranced by timeless art. Good evening, and thank you for tuning in. We're glad that you've come to listen.
Suggesting some dark sticky fun, my dear. Things on 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 dark sticky fun, my dear.
Ladies,
yes, master.
Is our victim ready yet?
Yes, master.
Shall we begin?
Yes, master.
Indeed, we shall. Get ready to lean over and fight for what you love, because this is dark, sticky, vampire fun! Hit it!
Blind device, and I'll slip on this disguise. Have no fear, I will give you something to
straight to hell. Do it, Spooky. send him straight to hell.
She's a mystery.
Yes, Master.
An enigma. A demon.
Yes, Master.
A goddess. She's all yours, but you cannot possess her.
Do it, Spooky. Send him straight to hell. Do it, Spooky. Do it, Spooky.
One eye is the land of the living. The other, the realm of the dead. Betwixt and between, I've always seen the dream that burns in my head.
Dark and sticky sweet. Dark and sticky sweet. Dark and sticky sweet. Dark and sticky sweet.
Good evening. Welcome to another episode of Night Moves Radio. It is Thursday. We are recording a little bit hour later than usual. It's 8 o'clock in our time in the Central Flatlands. And on the other line tonight with us, we've got Ron Fitzgerald from Chicago, the dark and sticky gothic illusionist who we think is very awesome, who I have met several times at many conventions and taken. Well, we've had lots of adventures, especially a podcast that happened, I think it was last year, that where we couldn't get Wi-Fi at a mall. Right? Mr. Ron Fitzgerald, are you there?
Yes. Hi, by the way. Yes. Yes, I am here. We're not in the mall, and we seem to have internet.
Yeah.
So we are good.
Yeah, we seem to have internet right now. It seems like when I get the people that, you know, I really want to talk to, like you and Brian K. Morris, I don't know, something about you guys, it plays with the tech and the internet, and it doesn't like to work with me. I don't know what it is.
I think it's because we just have such magnanimous energy. It just completely adds up the Wi-Fi. That's my guess.
It's got to do something, I'll tell you that. You know, I think Brian K. Morris thinks that he has a curse on it because he thinks every time he gets on our show, he curses our stuff. So whatever.
It's all good.
Yep, it's all
it's
good.
It's all good. And Brian is awesome. We're busy. We're busy getting. We're very soon in around the middle of the 15th of October. We're going to launch a Kickstarter for the next two Haunting Tales of Bachelor's Grove comic books.
Very awesome. I'm looking forward to that. He's actually supposed to be giving me one of the posters. It's one of the artwork from the comic book with your picture on it. I told him I'd like to have one when I go to the Dark History and Horror Convention.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll get you one of those.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. So tell us what's been going on. I feel like it's been a little while since I've talked to you. I know you've got that going on.
Go ahead.
I said, tell me what else is going on. You said you got your Kickstarter October 15th.
Yes.
Explain more. You know, this is kind of like a, I don't want to get too details, like a newer version of Night Moves, and we're on the Cloverleaf Radio. So for the listeners who haven't heard about what you're doing with Brian K. Morris, why don't you explain a little bit about it?
Yeah, it's a limited for now series of six. The first one, it's kind of a horror, supernatural horror comic, and it is put out by Silver Phoenix Entertainment, and that's headed up the producer of the whole project, is Charles de Maussant. And Charles is, as you know, a madman and very awesome. And,
he and is quite mad. We're all and mad here.
Yes, we're all familiar with how crazy he is. But he is awesome. I mean, if you see him at his booth at a convention, you will also see him rolling up and down the aisle on rollerblades and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, full of energy, quite a sight. It's just a super creative, bohemian, weirdo kind of dude, and I can relate to that. So he's awesome, and he brought in myself as one of the characters that's like a real, is based on a real person.
Oh,
and
cool.
The other paranormal, she's in these as well. And Brian is our head writer.
Very cool.
a comic or something like that, or a
darn tech again. It's, I believe the energy of Ron Fitzgerald is messing with the tech again. It keeps to be messing with it. I'm not sure why. Very interesting. I'm going to try a different connection. Are we still there?
Okay.
I'm wondering.
I'm wondering. You're phasing in and out.
I know. I don't know if it's my own internet or if it's Verizon. I'm going to see what I'm connected to right now. Because it might be my own internet. Yeah. Oh, it says I'm connected. Let's see, what if I go to Verizon? I apologize for all of the connections going on right now.
Well, I don't, I appreciate that. It's not you. Whatever's happening in the connection, let's blame someone else. Let's blame the tech. Because
yeah, we'll do that.
Or pedoing the show.
Well, what I did, I disconnected from my own internet, and I think I'm on Verizon's network. We'll see how it goes. I don't know what it is, but when I go to do a podcast, our stupid local internet, I won't say the name, decides to act up.
Weird.
I know.
You sound fine now.
That's because we're on Verizon.
Right now, it's coming through very clean.
That's because I'm connected to Verizon's instead of my own home internet.
That's crazy. They have a good network, but you would think your home internet would be just fine.
Yeah.
That's what I'm coming to you on, is through my home Wi-Fi. Yeah.
I know. You just, I don't understand. We had to do the same thing with our last interviewer. I don't get it.
That is crazy. Now, do you want to start from the top, or will you be able to edit around all the goofiness?
It'd be okay. It'd be all right. If they can see how goofy I am, I don't mind including it. I'm transparent and I'm raw, so that's all that matters.
Yeah. Everybody's experienced some technical difficulties, so
yeah.
They get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Things happen. I don't want to, be fake. I'm very transparent.
Shit happens and Wi-Fi goes roaming, just like it did in the mall.
It sure did. Oh my gosh. We were, Sarah, she's a friend of yours. We were on Brian Kay's show on, I think it was Wednesday night. And she actually came in and started talking about that again. She just talks about that all the time. She still can't get over it. It's hilarious. She's always like, you need to go back during, because they're having SilCon in 2019. And she's like, you need to find better Wi-Fi. And I said, well, what we're going to do, I won't be recording live. I will just record and they'll upload later.
There you go. Yeah.
So that's what works.
It's fun. It's a fun idea to broadcast live from there. But when you don't have to, when you can get better sound quality, we can just record it and then you can put it up later. That's fine.
You know,
I think so many people listen to it. That's what they love about podcasts and things like that. Especially is they can listen to it like they stream television now at their own convenience, and then they can listen to it, wherever they're at and on their own schedule, and that's great. So I always like to be able to put the links to this out later and then let everybody listen, you know, whenever they want to. I love that vibe.
I do too, because like I don't always listen to stuff live. I watch things on my own time. That's just kind of where media is going. So
very much so. I mean, there's a lot to be said for the live communal experience of something, but the way we consume media now, I mean, it's great because it's on our own time, our own schedule, and you can listen to it straight through or in pieces. You can go through and start it and stop it whenever you want, That's what the tech allows us to do now, and people seem to certainly enjoy it. I know I do.
Oh, I do too, and that's why I love Anchor.
Yeah. Yep.
So, yeah, anyway.
Yeah. Tech is awesome when it works.
For sure. That is for sure. Yeah, just like my rehearsal tonight. Oh, God. It went well, but we're having it at a church, some reason, their computer, their laptop, I don't know if it wasn't plugged into the soundboard, their CD player was, but I had my songs on a flash drive, and I ended up having to play the songs through my phone, through the mic, to rehearse tonight, but whatever, it worked.
Well, there you go. Yeah, there's always a way around it. There's always a fix somewhere. You just got to know how to...
I'm sure in your years of business, you've had all kinds of, you know, experiences.
Mm-hmm. Well, better than you than me. I would have just been, you know, bursting into flames.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're probably afraid to walk into one of those, aren't you?
Some of the old gothic ones I love to go into.
Well, cool. Yeah.
Sometimes the other ones are just like, oh, yeah, keep me away from the holy water. And then I'm good.
So you can go in, just keep you away from the holy water. So we won't get you near the little holy water, little thing that, you know, the container. I can't think of it right now. You need to hold it. We'll just keep you away from that part.
I make my own holy water just in case I have some very naughty visitors that I must wash of their sins.
So how else is life going on? You know, I've chatted with you online a little bit, but I know life gets busy, and, you know, I know you stay very busy. What's been going on with you?
Oh, there's always stuff going on. Well, besides, I mean, what we were talking about with the Haunting Tales of Bachelor's Grove, we're getting ready to launch issues 2 and 3. And there was, you know, a small story that I was in issue 1. Issue 2, I have a full feature in that, and there'll be an alternate cover that features me, as well as a whole story. And the story, excuse me, the story takes place, it's me performing my show. There's things right out of the show that you'll see in comic form. And it's set in Bachelor's Grove in this great supernatural storyline.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really exciting. I've seen some of the artwork that I will be sharing as the Kickstarter goes up. And it's amazing. It's great. The new artwork is done by somebody who used to work for Marvel. And
cool.
So it's really sweet looking art.
Very
and
awesome.
It's a great story, and they were nice enough to give me some editorial rights over some of my dialogue in there, so I could, you know, make it ring truer to me and who I am and everything. And Brian and Charles were both very, very, very generous about that, giving me some editorial rights.
Cool, that's awesome.
Story. Yeah, not everybody gets that, so I was very, very happy that we could work that out and that they were generous enough to let me have that because they were comfortable working with me and everything. In fact, the way they were able to write my show into the story is they both came out and sat through my first show at SilCon a few years ago. And then they were taking quotes and allusions out of the show and writing it right into the story. And that's really exciting to see that.
Oh, that's neat.
In story form. Yeah.
Kind of like your Dark Realm, where you have parts of your actual performances in the movie. So now you're actually taking quotes from your performances and you're putting it into Bachelor's Grove.
Yes. Exactly. It is a beautifully shot version of the show that's interwoven with a horror film narrative that tells this supernatural tale and about a master illusionist with a deadly secret, and it's really fun, and there's nothing else like it. That's everybody loves the movie. All the reviewers seem to love it, because it is not your typical horror film, and also because of all the awesome music in it. They love the music, and everybody talks about the mind-blowing illusions. I mean, they actually, that's what they're saying about the performances from the show. So I'm thrilled about that. So if anybody hasn't seen it, you know, they can check it out on Amazon, and they can, and they, if you want to get the DVD or a copy of issue number one of Haunting Tales of Bachelor's Grove, you can get all that on my website, FitzGeraldsRealm.com, and we'll put a link to that somewhere.
Yeah.
In the description.
Oh yeah, we can put a link to it.
Yeah. So anybody out there in the audience, thanks for listening and hanging with us through our technical weirdness. but if you wanna get a DVD copy loaded with extras of Dark Realm, or a nicely made copy of issue number one, that will definitely be a collector's item later, from Haunting Tales of Bachelor's Grove. You'll be able to get that on my website, and then very soon the next two issues are coming out.
That's
and the exciting
great.
Thing about the next two issues coming out in the Kickstarter, starting in mid October, is that once we have three issues, then it will go out for distribution through the comic book store. So it will go out much wider after that point.
Great. So, and then also, yeah. You forgot to mention your Dark Realm is on Amazon, and those who are Prime members can watch it for free.
Actually, it's not in Prime anymore.
Oh, really?
It's up transactionally. Yeah.
Oh no, yeah. Darn! I like that. Yeah. I like that catch. I like to talk about it all the time. Darn.
Yeah. Well, I like it too, but we're changing up. Distribution on Dark Realm is changing now, and I can't say anything about it now, but we're going to be going up on new platforms soon.
Oh, gotcha.
Very exciting, and I'll come back and make that announcement with you when I can say something about
cool.
it. But we're in the midst of doing that now, and that's why there's a change on how you'll be able to uh-huh. see it on Amazon.
Okay.
But you will still be able to go find it on Amazon. It'll just be, it'll be a rental, so... Prime members don't automatically get to just watch it, but the rentals, it's a very, very reasonable rental fee on there, you know. So if you want to see it, you want to see it streaming right now, that's where you're going to want to go see it.
Okay,
check
cool.
it out on Amazon.
So it's still on Amazon. Good to know. Sorry about the crash. I had something fall over in the studio, but other than that, everything is fine.
Are we good? Nothing's on air. There's not water coming out of the paintings and crying.
No.
Like
partitioned the studio in a couple different sections, and one of the partitions fell.
Nice.
I just have the greatest luck sometimes.
Nice to know that everything's holding together over there. More duct tape, more hot glue. Get that thing together.
Well, you know, it was just fine. I don't know what the deal is. But we have a library in our home where we have our studio. And I like to surf Pinterest really late at night and look for ideas. And
awesome.
And our studio office area is fine. But we created another area next to the, quote, studio. A little napping reading nook, and that's where we had a pole with a curtain, and for some reason it keeps not wanting to stay. So, and this is a very old home. This home I actually found in a history book that a local put together recently. It's been around since, like, I think he had a picture. It was from the early 1900s or late 1800s. It's a very old home. So there's always something going on around here.
That's very cool.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
It's very old. This,
nice digs.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I'm here in my undisclosed location in the Batcave.
Ah, gotcha.
And, oh, yeah, I like, the Batcave's good digs, too. Yeah, but it doesn't have the same kind of old-school patina that it sounds like your dwelling has.
Well,
that sounds very
what's
cool.
Very cool, downstairs in the basement where there's only, you know, we live upstairs and someone lives downstairs, in the basement, there's a little doorway and there's limestone in there.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So it's a very old home.
Down there with the old boiler and Freddy Krueger.
Yeah. So, you know, and I think maybe it's the ambiance. I've got my black light on and my Night Moves radio light on, and I turn the other light off because I hate a lot of bright light. So, like, maybe just something decided to come in here and knock down my partition.
Something's roaming around in the library looking for something to read.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah, it's cozy. But so hopefully the crash didn't get too loud. I told you.
I didn't hear it. I didn't hear it on my end anyway. I don't know if you picked it up over there.
We'll find out whenever I get this all in and uploaded. So, like I said, I like to stay transparent. People need to know that we're not always perfect.
It's part of the movement towards ultimate authenticity that everybody talks about.
Yeah.
So you're all good.
Yep. Like I said, I try to be just me. I'm just real, so.
That's right.
Yep.
You're lovely.
Well, thank you.
Lovely.
I sure as heck try.
Mm-hmm.
So,
absolutely.
So tell us.
There is no try. You do or you do not. In the immortal words of Yoda, there is no try. You do or you do not.
So tell us, Dark History and Horror Con's coming up, and I know it depends on your schedule, but will there be copies of Bachelor's Grove coming to that with Brian or Charles, or will you be tagging along, or do you know yet?
Well, I might be. I have to talk to the other Brian that actually runs that to see about
Brian Ward.
But I think Brian K. Morris and Charles. Will be there, and probably the awesome Philo.
Philo,
along with those guys.
Gotta bring Philo.
He travels with him a long time. He's done a lot of artwork, but he has done artwork for Disney. He worked on Little Mermaid, so he's somebody else that you want to see if you're there. If he's with him, go talk to him. He has amazing stories of filmmaking and Disney and Hollywood and everything.
He does.
He's fascinating to talk to. He's a great guy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Philo is very awesome. I like Philo.
Yeah, he's a sweet dude. He's very fun to hang with. So, they're a good bunch of dudes.
They all even each other out. You know, if you think about it, because Philo is like kind of quiet and calm and chill. And then you've got Brian, who's kind of like the wise and kind of has his head on a little. And then you've got Charles, who's kind of the crazy, wacky, fun guy. And you put all three of them together, they make kind of a neat little trio.
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. They're very distinctly different personalities, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
And very fun. So that's coming up in November, correct?
Yep, November 16th. Yeah, November 16th through the 18th at the Garden Suite Hotel in Urbana, Illinois.
Yeah, no, because the Kickstarter will run for 30 days, so it'll run through mid-October through about the time of that, mid-November.
Mm-hmm.
So they won't have issues 2 and 3 with them yet.
They
will have issues of number 1 with them. If
awesome.
You want to get a copy of Haunting Tales of Bachelor's Grove number 1, that you can get that from them, plus a plethora of other cool things they've got. You know, Brian's got many things. He's written other comics, other books. Same for Charles, and if Philo's there, you can even hire him on to do a Disney-esque sketch of you live right there, and that's worth the price of admission right there.
Oh, so, most definitely,
all of that stuff. But you'll be able to get issue number 1 of.
You know, I have an issue of Bachelor's Grove with many autographs that are worth, actually, I would say they are priceless autographs.
We all signed it for you, didn't we?
Yes, you did.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yep. I still have that one as well. So it will be worth, I want to say it's worth something, but actually I think it's nicer to say that it's priceless.
It's priceless.
Yes, it's priceless.
It's a priceless treasure from your friends who make weird stuff and sign it for you.
Well,
like you.
Yeah. I try to make...
You signed your book for me when you gave it to me.
Yes,
and,
I did.
I love it. Yeah.
Very awesome. And we're still working on the second one to that one. I think it's either Twisted Paths or Only If. I'm trying to remember which one I gave you. And I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. Do you have your books up in digital form, you know, downloadable books on Amazon or anything?
I'm working on it. I found the Kindle Create where you could actually make Kindles. So I would be working on mine. But I'm actually in the midst of publishing some other friends' books right now through Cherry House Press since we've started our own publishing company. So I'm busy with theirs, and then I will get mine back online. And I do have my newest one, I think. I thought I brought one up on Kindle. There's one of them that there's one of them. There's a really old one, though, that I don't like the format, and I'm going to redo it. It was before I found the Kindle Create, the creator thing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's kind of like that was a learning process. And I know Amazon worked on that for a while to help people get that into Kindle, because it's a lot different formatting than when you publish print books. The digital is a lot different.
It is. It's a whole other thing, but it's really nice because so many people consume, like we were talking before, that's the other thing that's, you know, that it's changed how you can get, you know, material like that, literature and other, you know, how-to info, things like that. And there's a lot of that. And a lot of people go, you know, you'll be able to move a lot of those and get some passive income when you get all your works up in digital form Amazon and everything.
That is the plan. I have to find time to make that plan.
Mm-hmm.
I've been busy, but I've actually too not been very well, like over a month. I'm hoping I'll feel better at some point.
Yeah, well, it's that weird. It's the fall, and the weather's been weird and hot and cold. And
well, I don't think it's nothing.
I know everybody's kind of not feeling so
well.
Hot right
yeah,
now.
And it's not really that though, Ron. I've been having some kind of back issues. It started out in the lower back, and then I had physical therapy, and then it moved to my arms and my knees and my joints. And then I had some blood work, and they tested me for autoimmune, which came back negative. And I'm low on vitamin D, and I get to go into the tunnel of the MRI scan tomorrow afternoon. Yay.
Ah.
I hate that.
Do you?
Yes. Just too close quarters.
I haven't called in some music.
Well, you know, the last time they picked music, I didn't like it, and it was not fun. So this time,
you want to choose that music because you're stuck in there with it. So make sure, make sure it's the music of your own choosing. Otherwise, it can be a little nightmarish in there. Yeah.
Yeah. The first time I did it, I felt like I was being buried alive.
Oh yeah, it makes a lot of people very wigged out.
Mm-hmm. Which is
I've slept in a coffin; it didn't bother me. So
well, that's probably comforting for you.
I'm fine with that. I've been in many boxes, many illusions, and slept in a coffin. And,
that
didn't bother me.
Well, you guys have set things on fire on stage.
Yes, we do. I like that. Everybody loves that. It's one of those things everybody talks about. It's like eating razor blades and then the cremation illusion.
Oh, yeah. I've seen the cremation illusion.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, quite interesting. I've seen your show a few times.
Oh yeah, I love that one. It's a big favorite, and then what else? I don't know. Everybody has their own.
Oh,
stuff.
And
I mean,
you tried to sew Melly in half at Dark History last year.
I did sew her in half. Doing that. I've done that. I did it. I did a nice kind of Jason Voorhees version of that at Flashback Weekend back in August.
Yeah. And then there's another one you did on YouTube or you uploaded to Facebook. It was with the labyrinth where you, I think you had something in water and then it was like all this white was floating around. It was really cool.
Yeah, it was hard to see. I wanted to record that because people haven't really seen that one yet.
Uh-huh.
And that's actually an effect that came from my David Bowie tribute.
David Bowie, that's what it was, yes.
And then I have another version that's not. You know, it's the same effect, but it's not done in the Bowie tribute. It's a little spookier for my regular show, the Gothic Illusion show. And that's what I was doing, but they were going to show a movie behind me. After I was done, they were going to show Friday the 13th, number 4, the final chapter. But as we all know, that was not the final chapter, nor will it ever be.
It never will be the final chapter.
But they were going to show that movie after my show.
Oh.
But things got pushed back time-wise. So they kept my show but then canceled the movie because otherwise the staff would have been in there until 3 a.m. and that.
Oh, my.
That. Yeah, the hotel wasn't down with that, and I don't know how many people would have actually stayed for it. I think the party people would have stayed, but they might have been very drunk and rowdy by that.
That's
fine,
for
so
sure.
They were having fun with the show.
But your show is much more important than that.
It, when you saw the video, you didn't really get to see the full effect of what was going on.
Totally.
It's an effect where I take paper and I rip it up and it's tissue paper and it gets soaked in a beaker of water, and then I pull it out and put it in my hand and I start to fan it off and I'm squeezing the water out of it, and then it kind of instantaneously dries out and turns into these, like dry white flakes.
Yeah, it was actually kind of pretty.
It's almost a snowstorm effect, only the song I was using is Susie and the Banshee Cities and Dust, so it's actually volcanic ash.
Okay.
Like in the Bowie tribute, it's actually moon dust.
Gotcha.
Because there is a repetitive lyric in the song, "A Moon Dust Will Cover You," in the Bowie song I use. So there it's moon dust for the Bowie tribute, and in that it's actually meant to be volcanic ash. So
I still thought it was
a happy little moment for the
audience. Was.
But it's a stunning effect. It's nice.
It is pretty, actually. I don't know if you meant for it to be pretty, but it was pretty.
Well, it's meant to be. It is. It's meant to be. You know, pretty. Yeah.
Because I know you mostly do gothic.
Scary and pretty. So that's why I made it into volcanic ash and not some pretty little snowstorm thingy. That's not where I'm coming
from. Yeah, I know that's not where you're coming from. But so for you, that's why I said I didn't know if you wanted it to be pretty. So,
the beauty's fine. I like the beauty in the show. It's just a darker kind of beauty.
Gotcha.
You know?
I gotcha.
A stranger kind of beauty. Strange is beautiful.
Yes, it is.
And that it is, yes. So that's what you saw there. I just wish the video had turned out better. I wasn't thinking at the time that they just left that big white screen up behind me. So it was harder. I think the audience got more of a feel for it because, of course, they're seeing it there live and, in real time and in 3D, if they have two functioning orbs in their face. But on a 2D video that's just, rolling through your newsfeed, when I got a look at it later, I was disappointed in how the video turned out, because I had, I'm up there in front of it the whole time, but I did not think at the time they were going to leave the screen up the whole time. And then there was nothing I could do about it, but do the effect. And the video did not turn out as nice as I hoped it would. So at some point I'll make a proper video out of it and get that up there for people to look at. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah, I'm sure you'll find time. No problem.
Yeah, I'm gonna launch a new video on social media soon. It's gonna be my appearance from the last time I was on WGN
cool.
TV, where they interviewed me about.
Oh yeah, I've seen that on YouTube too.
Dark Realm, Lady Indy, and I were on there.
I saw that.
Did you?
Yes, awesome. I did. I saw
that. I'm thrilled because that their morning show goes out. I mean, on national television across the whole country.
It sure does.
On cable and everything. So the last, it wasn't like that. I have been doing that show for a long time in the morning. And it wasn't always part of their cable network, but now it is. Their morning show goes out everywhere. And so I've been on national television with them many times now, which is really thrilling. I was really, really always happy when they bring me on, and we'll be back on again this year.
Very cool. Very awesome. You know, because it is coming to the Halloween season very closely.
Tis the season where we're going to roll into it next. I think it's what, next Monday.
Yes, I believe so. And you know what I love and think it's funny about Halloween, what retail does. If you go to like the Dollar General or Walmart, you will see aisles that have Christmas and Halloween things really near each other, or they're all in the same store. One part of the store is Halloween, and then next door it's like Christmas. And I just think it's insane.
It is insane, and here's what I want everyone to do, because this is what I love to do. I go up, especially once they get the Christmas trees up, I go get the spiders and the bats and the creepy stuff, And I go, and a little, you know, if you can find Jack Skellington and Sally, you grab them too. And I go put them on the Christmas tree.
That's awesome. I knew you were going to say that.
A whole nightmare before Christmas, because I do that at home.
Uh-huh.
And so I encourage everyone to go do that in the stores. Because if they're going to jam Christmas up into our Halloween season, we should turn that into the Nightmare Before Christmas tree. So everyone do that.
Yes, just that's a good idea.
Get stuff out of the Halloween aisle, you know, and start sticking it on the tree.
I think we would. Yeah, yeah, that'd be awesome. I think it'd be funny though. They got those life size Santa Clauses. I want to go grab one and put it in the Halloween section just because.
Oh yeah, well, it's always good. I mean, if you can get over there and get some like spiders and Santa's beard, or
yeah,
something like that. I've done that before too. Oh yeah, that's awesome. You know, it's always fun if you can actually jam Santa's head. Like if he has an actual beard, you can.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can slip like a creepy skull mask or a Frankenstein mask or something over Santa's head and then put the beard back on.
That'd be hilarious.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. Well, it makes the children so happy during the Halloween season, and it makes me feel better because I hate that they want to jam Christmas trees up into my Halloween.
I know. It's just so weird, though. Like, our Dollar General store, literally, like, one aisle right next to each other has Christmas stuff, and you go in the other aisle, and it's Halloween. And I'm like, really, guys?
Oh, yeah. Well, it is, and the weird thing is, it's like, well, and the Halloween season kind of caught up to that, because they had always backed up where, you know, from October, November, December is Christmases in the stores, and now they have started putting Halloween into the stores. I've seen it, you know, in mid-August.
I've seen Halloween at
the retail stores.
Oh my gosh, that's just insane.
Well, it is insane. It's really crazy. It's like, you know, retail marketing and marketers in general, they can't get it out in your face soon enough.
No kidding.
You know?
I think it was the most hilarious thing, too. Walmart, like, I swear, like, 3 weeks ago, bathing suits were out, and now winter coats are out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. And at the, you know, and as soon as, you know, right after, like, February into March, then there'll be bikinis in the store.
I know, so, I know. It's so, it's just, yeah, yeah, it's messed up.
Yeah, it goes out way earlier than you think it would be. That sometimes, though, that's good, because sometimes you can get items, you know, at a good
discount. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's for sure.
You know, like you can after the season.
Yeah.
After the season is great, and sometimes there's a steeper discount for those looking for a big haul, you know, Halloween haul afterwards, going out November 1st on Day of the Dead to go Halloween shopping has always been fun.
Yeah.
But now they'll put things on discount when they put them out really early, too.
Uh-huh.
So sometimes you can get that. And the good thing about that is then there's better variety because everything's just coming into the store. They're not just trying to sell out what they didn't get rid of.
Most definitely. And then after Christmas, Valentine's Day, January 1st.
Oh, yeah, you know it. Well, you see, the retailers always want to hook everything on the next holiday.
Yep.
You know? So right after Christmas, you're right, it's January, and they're already, because it's only 6 weeks, roughly, till Valentine's Day, so they're jamming that in your face. After that, they're jamming St. Patrick's Day in your face. After that, they're kind of, you know, jamming, you know, like what is it?
Easter.
Memorial Day.
Yeah, Memorial and Easter,
then,
yeah.
And then the 4th of July in your face. So, and then it's Labor Day, and then it's Halloween, and then we're back into the Christmas season. So, there we are, around the retail calendar.
Yeah, I know. It's fun.
Yeah.
It gives me free, it's free entertainment for me.
It can be amusing as long as I can take some of it and put the dark and sticky touch on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's all good.
There you go. So, kids, go to Walmart, go get the Halloween stuff out of the Halloween section, go put it in the Christmas section, and go decorate the Christmas trees with Halloween items. And
I want to see lots of spiders and bats and Santa's beard.
Yep.
I want to see spiders and bats and anything else you can find, some Jack and Sally, anything else you can find, spiders and snakes, all up in the Christmas tree.
Yep, and Santa's beard.
And Santa's beard. Yeah, put them down his pants if you can, too. So when they're undressing Santa, he's got a big wad of spiders down there.
Okay, that'll scare the hell out of
Santa. Which is always fun.
Oh, wow. So, Ron, I've kept you on here for a little while. Is there anything else you'd like to let our listeners know, or any websites that you would like to talk about real quick?
There's a bunch of things. I'm also, we're deep into post, which means we're in the edit, deep into the edit, of my next film that'll be out. Will be is titled The Devil Frame,
mm-hmm.
by written and directed by Rob Sepulveda, that I did Year of the Ox with, and that will be out sometime next year. But there will be, if you keep an eye out, at some point there'll be some premiere screenings and stuff happening. I'm not sure exactly when, because like I say, it's still in post-production, but I've seen some screenings of it early on and given him some notes and everything, and it's really good. And also from Dark Realm, Vincent mm-hmm. Blanchio,
oh, yes, Vinny.
Also
uh-huh.
in the film. So you'll see him in there as well. And it's a really cool tale. It's a great story about, it's kind of a surreal-looking film, and it's about ritual magic and voodoo set in the high-end art world, which is really an interesting story.
Cool.
Yeah. Very inspired by kind of the surreal and supernatural occult movies, occult horror movies of like the 70s and early 80s and things like that.
Great. Sounds great.
It's very cool. Yeah. So you're going to want to check that out. So, they're working on that right now. I've finished all my my filming, all the shooting and everything, and now they're just working on giving it all the nice touches as they go through the edit and the sound and everything like that. And so that'll be coming out soon. And like I said, we'll be looking around sometime in the near future for an announcement on the new platforms where you'll be able to see Dark Realm streaming.
Mm-hmm.
And also in the Halloween season, Saturday, October 20th, come out. I'm doing a live show. It's an hour show. It is at the Haunted Halloween Flea Market in Wheaton, Illinois, at the DuPage County Fairgrounds.
Awesome.
I've heard of Wheaton. Yeah, that's your Jericho Productions. And anybody up this way, come out there. I mean, they're going to have other celebs there yet. I'm going to have a table all day. The show's going to be at 7 p.m. And then after my show, there's going to be a costume contest with prizes. So come on out on Saturday, October 20th, to the Haunted Halloween Flea Market in Wheaton, Illinois, and you'll have a good time. It's really great. There'll be more. There's an invite page, an event page on Facebook for it, or you can go to ZercoProductions.com. And see more about it. If you just Google the Haunted Halloween Flea Market, you'll find it.
Cool. Great. I've heard of Wheaton, and I hope that show goes great. That's not too far away.
Thank you. I've done shows with them before, with their pop culture convention and everything, and they always put on a good show. It's always good time. There's always lots of fun, cool celebrities and stuff. If you like shopping, at a flea market and secondhand stuff, mm-hmm. and cool finds like that, and antiques. There's a ton of that there, plus there'll be the show and the costume contest. So
okay.
it's going to be a good time, so you definitely want to come out. And I'm doing a big show, lots of illusions, and it'll be fun and surprises and audience participation, and I'll have merch if you want to come out and get the comic book or Dark Realm or our photos or shirts or anything. I'll have all that stuff there as well.
Very
cool.
All the cool
Halloween
yes.
shopping.
All the cool Ron Fitzgerald Dark Realm cool gothic stuff.
That's right. That is right. and if you want to shop in the meantime, go to FitzgeraldRealm.com. And when you're at the website, please sign up on my email list if you'd like to see what's going on and when, because I try and get everybody, you can find me on social media everywhere. But I tell mm-hmm. everybody to sign up on the email list because that way we're not interrupted. I don't have to worry about whether Facebook feels like showing you the post today or not.
Sure, yeah.
Because they want me to advertise that to you, to ransom back the audience that we all built on a mm-hmm. platform, then they want money for that. So if you want them out of the way of our conversation, please just come and get on my email.
Yeah. Go do all your Christmas shopping at ronfitzgerald.com, right? Do all your Christmas shopping at your website.
It's FitzgeraldRealm.com, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You can Google. If you Google me, though, it'll come up.
Oh, you'll find Ron all over the place. If you Google Ron Fitzgerald, yeah, you're going to be found all over the place.
There's a lot of stuff out there now. I'm always happily trying to get more out there, you know, jammed into little nooks and crannies on the internet so people can find it and discover things like that. Like this. They'll
yes.
be able to find this later.
They will.
And it'll be fun.
This will be on
forever.
This show, yeah, it will be on 8 different platforms. And the 2 popular ones, it will be on iTunes and Spotify.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So if you're listening to this on some sort of device that's stored on a Starliner in hundreds of years from now, somewhere off in the galaxy or universe, I hope you're enjoying it. Thank you, future. Thank you.
There we go. Yes. Thank you very much. And thank you, Ron, for coming on to our show tonight. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Always, always, always. I did want to say one more thing.
Sure.
If you're looking to see me, I will be also appearing at the Endless Night Vampire Ball on the 26th and 27th of October at the House of Blues in beautiful New Orleans.
Awesome. Sounds great.
New Orleans. Very excited about that. That's going to be very fun. So
very cool.
I don't know if it's sold out yet. If it's not, you can go to their website and check for tickets.
Very cool.
If you're going to be down there.
New Orleans.
NOLA at Halloween. There's 2 places to be at Halloween. One is at Vampire Ball in New Orleans, and the other is Salem, Massachusetts. So come down and join me and the other vampires in New Orleans. And that will be a spectacular time.
Spectacular.
There will be blood.
It means eating lots of razor blades.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and picking needles, and my lovely companion. Lady India will be there as well. So
great. Yeah. Awesome. Well, I'm ticking down to my last few moments. I'm going to have to sign off. So thank you again for coming on the show, and I appreciate all your dark, sticky, gothic, sweet fun.
Thank you. I always appreciate it. I love you, and thanks for having me back on.
You're
all
welcome.
The time. And I'm looking forward to seeing you again.
Yeah, me too. I need a hug.
I'm giving you a digital virtual hug right now.
Awesome.
I hope you can feel it. Or maybe it's that ghost roaming around your 100-year-old house there. It might be somebody trying to get a hold of you there.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes, very awesome.
But you're welcome. Thank you. And thanks, everybody, for listening and hanging with us through some of our technical weirdness and everything. And I always appreciate it. And thank you, because I always hear from everybody afterwards. So hopefully you found the link and listened to the whole thing and all this fun. So thanks, everybody, for listening. And thank you again, Ariana.
Oh, you're quite welcome, Ron.
Yet again.
Yes. Have a wonderful evening.
You too. Okay. Dark and sticky dreams, my dear, and everyone out in the audience. I'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Would you like to sponsor the Cloverleaf Radio Network? We'd love for you to be our friend. We have several packages available, and some start out just as low as 99 cents a month. All you need to do is to click on that little link that you see that says Support Our Network. You can support our network for 99 cents a month, $4.99 a month, or $9.99 a month. But if you be our best friend and you sponsor us for $9.99 a month, you'll get to be a part of Cherry House Press, which is another company part of the Cloverleaf Radio Network. We'll send you the newest published book every time that we published, just because you decided to be our friend for $9.99 a month. We thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day.